26 to 31 in the morning. Tuesday night, warmer. Mostly clear in the evening and becoming partly cloudy. Lows around 50. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. Northeast winds 5 miles per hour shifting to the northwest after midnight. Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny. Highs around 80. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. Friday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s. Sunday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Lows in the lower 50s. Monday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-70s. Coastal waters forecast for Tarpon Springs to the Suwannee River out 20 nautical miles this afternoon. North winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Bay and inland waters a light chop. Tonight, northeast winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Bay and inland waters a light chop. Tuesday, northeast winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 feet. Bay and inland waters a light chop. Tuesday night, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, then becoming gusts around 15 knots in the late evening and early morning, then diminishing to 5 to 10 knots toward morning. Seas 2 feet. Bay and inland waters a moderate chop. Wednesday, east winds around 10 knots, then becoming southeast around 5 knots early in the afternoon, then becoming northwest late in the afternoon. Seas 2 feet or less. Bay and inland waters a light chop. Wednesday night, northwest winds around 5 knots, then becoming east after midnight. Seas 2 feet or less. Bay and inland waters smooth. Thursday, east winds around 5 knots, then becoming northwest in the afternoon. Seas 2 feet or less. Bay and inland waters smooth. Thursday night, north winds around 10 knots, then becoming northeast around 5 knots after midnight. Seas 2 feet or less. Bay and inland waters a light chop. Friday, northeast winds around 5 knots, then becoming west in the afternoon. Seas 2 feet or less, subsiding to 1 foot in the afternoon. Bay and inland waters smooth. Coastal waters forecast for Tarpon Springs to the Suwannee River out 20 to 60 nautical miles this afternoon. North winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Tonight, northeast winds around 15 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Tuesday, northeast winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 feet. Tuesday night, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, then becoming east around 15 knots in the late evening and overnight. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Wednesday, southeast winds around 15 knots, diminishing to around 5 knots. Seas 2 feet. Wednesday night, northeast winds around 5 knots, then becoming east around 10 knots after midnight. Seas 2 feet. Thursday, east winds around 5 knots, then becoming northeast late in the afternoon. Seas 2 feet or less. Thursday night, northeast winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 feet or less. Friday, east winds around 10 knots, diminishing to around 5 knots early in the afternoon, then becoming northeast around 5 knots late in the afternoon. Seas 2 feet or less. Coastal waters forecast for Altamaha Sound to Flagler Beach out 20 nautical miles. Tonight, north and northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Dominant period 9 seconds. Inland waters smooth. Tuesday, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Dominant period 4 seconds. Inland waters a light chop. Tuesday night, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet. Dominant period 5 seconds. Inland waters a light chop. Wednesday, east-southeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet. Dominant period 5 seconds. Inland waters a light chop. A slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Wednesday night, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming southwest 5 to 10 knots after midnight. to 10 knots becoming east-northeast in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Inland water smooth. Thursday night and Friday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Inland water smooth. Friday night, south-southwest winds around 10 knots becoming west-northwest after midnight. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Inland waters a light chop. Saturday, north winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Inland waters a light chop. Coastal waters forecast for Altamaha Sound to Flagler Beach out 20 to 60 nautical miles. Tonight, north and northeast winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Dominant period 9 seconds. Tuesday, east northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Dominant period 7 seconds. Tuesday night, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Dominant period 5 seconds. Wednesday, east southeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Dominant period 5 seconds. A slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Wednesday night, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots becoming south after midnight. Seas 3 to 4 feet. A chance of showers. Thursday, west-northwest winds around 10 knots becoming north and northeast in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 4 feet. A chance of showers. Thursday night, southeast winds 5 to 10 knots becoming southwest after midnight. Seas 2 to 3 feet. A slight chance of showers. Friday, west winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. A slight chance of showers. Friday night, south-southwest winds 5 to 10 knots becoming west-northwest 10 to 15 knots after midnight. Seas 2 to 4 feet. A slight chance of showers. Saturday, north winds around 50 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet with occasional seas up to 6 feet. Tides at St. Augustine Beach for Monday, low tide at 7:33 a.m., high tide at 1:42 p.m., low tide at 8:12 p.m., early tides for Tuesday, high tide at 2:27 a.m., low tide at 8:34 a.m. Tides at Suwannee River entrance for Monday, high tide at 6:29 a.m., low tide at 1:41 p.m., high tide at 8:05 p.m., early tides for Tuesday, low tide at 2:13 a.m., high tide at 7:55 a.m. Sunrise and sunset information for Gainesville, sunrise Monday at 6:59, sunset Monday at 5:31, sunrise Tuesday at 7 o'clock, sunset Tuesday at 5:31. The Tropical Weather Outlook, for the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on recently upgraded Tropical Storm Otto, located a few hundred miles east of the coast of Nicaragua. Tropical cyclone formation is not expected during the next 5 days. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, station WXJ60 in Gainesville, Florida, serving the North Florida Peninsula 24 hours a day, on a frequency of 162.475 MHz. Broadcasts originate from the National Weather Service office in Jacksonville. The current time is 2:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here are the 2 p.m. conditions from around the area. Across North Florida, at Gainesville, sunny, the temperature was 67 degrees, humidity 14%, wind west at 10, pressure 30.11 inches and falling. Ocala, sunny, 66, humidity 16%, wind northwest at 7, pressure 30.11 inches and falling. St. Augustine, sunny, 65, humidity 21%, wind northwest at 9, pressure 30.10 inches and falling. Jacksonville, sunny, 63, wind northwest at 7. At Keystone Heights, the temperature was 66 degrees. Tallahassee, sunny, 68. Perry, 67, wind north at 7. Cross City, 66, wind north at 9. Across Central Florida, at Daytona Beach, sunny, 67, wind west at 12. Orlando, sunny, 68. At the Villages, the temperature was 70 degrees. At Tampa, sunny, 69, wind north at 10. Across Southeast Georgia, at Alma, sunny, 63. Waycross, sunny, 66. Valdosta, sunny, 65. Palmerville, fair, 64. St. Simon's Island, sunny, 62, wind north at 7. Across the Atlantic and northeastern Gulf coastal waters, St. Augustine Beach, wind northwest at 8, air temperature 62. Cedar Key, wind west at 6, air temperature 57. Cuban Beach, wind west at 8, air temperature 58. The hazardous weather outlook for the following counties in Florida: Alachua, Baker, Bradford, Clay, Columbia, Gilchrist, Putnam, Suwannee, and Union. Elevated fire danger this afternoon. Areas of frost inland late tonight. This hazardous weather outlook is for northeast Florida, southeast Georgia, and the adjacent coastal waters. For this afternoon and tonight, near freezing temperatures along with areas of frost is expected for the inland areas late tonight into early Tuesday morning. The fire danger will be elevated this afternoon due to critically low relative humidities. For Tuesday through Sunday, an elevated fire danger is expected for a portion of the inland areas Tuesday afternoon. Spotter activation will not be needed. For additional information, visit the National Weather Service in Jacksonville website on the internet at weather.gov/jax.